We're going to get started again on time with advancing housing affordability. With advancing housing affordability in counties. Panel, Heather Way is the moderator, who I was fortunate to get to know right when I moved to Austin. She's on the faculty at the UT Law, where she directs the Housing Policy Clinic, teaches entrepreneurship, community development clinic. Work focuses on advancing housing justice. She's worked on high-impact housing reforms at the state and local level, including creation of community land trusts, many other leadership roles in advancing this topic in our community. Please help me welcome Heather.
It is a delight to be moderating this panel today on advancing housing affordability in counties, and to also be able to introduce you to our fabulous panels. I'm so grateful that they took the time to join us today. I'm just going to give some brief introductions. Their full bios are in the materials, but to sort of call out their work as it relates to housing affordability. And I'll start to my right with Dr. Elizabeth Mueller, who's a professor at the University of Texas School of Law. She teaches in the community and regional planning. That's me. University of Texas School at Austin in the Community and Regional Planning Program in the School of Architecture. Liz has a long track record of working in affordable housing and community planning. She's a national expert in affordable housing and does a lot of work through her research, community partnerships, through her courses and various community service activities. It's a delight to have her here. And then we're fortunate to have two panelists joining us actually from the front lines who are working in their counties as leaders to advance housing affordability. So to the right of Liz, I guess to your left, is Commissioner Dr. Teresa Daniel, who is joining us from the Dallas County Commissioner's Court, a seat she's been serving in since 2016. And on the Commissioner's Court, Dr. Daniel has been a leader on affordable housing issues. She's been spearheading an effort to develop transitional housing for special needs populations. She's created a Dallas County Housing Work Group, and she was also recently appointed as vice chair of the Dallas Area Partnership to End Homelessness. Thank you for joining us. Next to her is Janae Lede, who is joining us from Harris County, where she serves as the Deputy Director of Policy for Commissioner Rodney Ellis's office. And her focus is on affordable housing, community development, and economic equity. And prior to joining Commissioner Ellis's office, Janae served on the staff of the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services, where her portfolio included a number of affordable housing programs, and she also had the opportunity to work on homelessness legislation. So as you can see, these three women have this just really incredible bios, and we're just really fortunate to have them with us today. The way we're going to run things, we have such a short amount of time, a lot to cover, is Dr. Mueller's going to start off by giving just a primer on affordable housing needs in counties. And then after she's done walking through that, then we're going to have a discussion with the panel around housing needs in counties, how we address them, what tools, the work that we're seeing around the state and in particular in these counties. And then we're going to have time for Q&A with all of you as well. So please, if you have questions, keep them in reserve, and we'll hope to have a chance to get to you as well. So with that, I'll hand it off to Dr. Mueller, who's going to walk us through some slides.
Okay, good morning. So I'm just going to give a brief overview of affordable housing needs in urban counties in Texas. Oops, that's not... No, this is somebody else's presentation. There it is. Okay.
The middle button.
First, as you all know, Texas is a very fast-growing state, but urban counties in Texas are particularly predicted to grow very rapidly. So by 2060, there's huge population growth projected for urban counties, especially in the three metropolitan areas that we usually talk about as the Texas Triangle. Those darkest shaded areas are predicted to have growth of between 1 million and 1.5 million people. So a huge amount of growth. And within those counties, as we'll, I'm sure, talk about, Harris County is unique in having a gigantic population of people living in its unincorporated area, which is only going to grow more. Okay, so who are these coming residents, and what are the implications for housing needs? By 2030, Texas is predicted to add almost 2 million low-wage jobs and low-wage workers.